The campaign for ST3 begins in earnest today. The Sound Transit Board voted to put it on the ballot. ST3 will expand transit options through the region, but not everybody's happy with the changes. Transportation has been shaping our region for decades. Take the Pinehurst neighborhood. It's just north of Northgate. It was shaped by the age of the automobile. Irene Beausoleil and her husband recently moved to Pinehurst. She went to her very first community meeting just this week.
It's the first time I've had a community where I wanted to participate because I knew that I would be here for a while. And it was at this meeting that I learned that there's a very good chance that my house will be knocked down.
Once again, big changes are coming to the neighborhood, this time because of Sound Transit. Claudia Balducci is on the county council. She says in the past, Sound Transit wasn't as involved in neighborhood planning. She's been working hard to change that.
ST3 is a leap ahead in that we are going to be thinking from the very beginning about how we can play our part to facilitate the development of a lot of housing around the transit that we are building out.
Transit just works better when more people live within walking distance of the stations. Irene Beausoleil is not afraid of transit-oriented development, but she does feel blindsided by the coming changes.
It's my home. It's not a matter of just being afraid of change.
It's not just her home, it's the community she'd lose. And we can expect changes like that around stations throughout the region. Voters will decide on the $54 billion Sound Transit package this fall. I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.